Welcome back. Very, very nice to be here. Brett Phillips in for Dwayne. We'll take more of your calls soon. 1300 736 736 on the open line for Werribee Kia. Makes buying new cars easy with home delivery. We're going to talk some cricket with Ian Healy. Here was Andrew McDonald, the Australian T20 coach, speaking on Aaron Finch.
I see him starting to get back to where he has been before, albeit on the training track. So now it's just a matter of connecting that into games. And as we know, once the pressure goes up, that is easier said than done. But he's a quality player. I'm really confident that he'll return to the levels that we know he can.
Well, that was Andrew McDonald. Let's have a chat to Ian Healy, Australian cricket legend, co-host of Patton Hills on SEN Track up in Brisbane Hills. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Brett. How are you, mate?
Going very nicely. Gee, I feel like all eyes are going to be on this, even for the casual observer sitting down to Finch watch. It's amazing. The scrutiny around Aaron, and obviously plenty of people wanting him to do well as one of the good guys in Australian cricket. 5 o'clock this afternoon, the third T20 match of that series. Have the selectors, Ian, made the right decision in publicly backing Aaron Finch, do you think, as captain for the World Cup later this year?
Oh, yes, as long as it's not set in cement. You know, he can't be... If he just doesn't get anything back, or he doesn't get any sort of enjoyment before the World Cup, he can't be the captain, you know? So I don't mind them, sort of being as blatant as they have been. That's fine. I like Andrew's comments there that he's now hitting the ball well again. So... he mustn't have been by the sound of it. And when you start hitting the ball well again and making good decisions in the nets, if the ball's pitched up, you hit it this way. If it's short, I'm hitting it that way. And you get all those sort of consistent decisions being made. It then takes about 3 weeks, I reckon, to get into your on-field technique. And he hasn't got a lot of cricket in this next week they have, but after that, not much. So it's a tricky little situation Finchie's got, actually.
Do you think he can fire and step up today? You talk about him, you know, feeling like he's hitting the ball okay. Do you think that can come today and translate into the match?
Yes, it certainly can, right? This is a really fickle game that they're playing, T20, where the bowlers are putting it where you don't want it and you're trying to hit it for six. So you can. No one really knows what a bad run of form is. You know, you can be in great form and have four failures in a row in a four-match series. So it certainly can re-emerge quite quickly, just like it disappears quite quickly. So, yes, it can. I think the things he's got to be aware of, and I'm sure he is, when he's been in and out of these sort of slumps at times, you narrow down your basics. Your basics are get sharp on your feet and bat with energy, real energy. Watching the ball hard out of the bowler's hand with good energy and sharp feet. They're the basics he's got to approach every session with and every innings with, and soon it will come. If you can't find that energy, you might have to retire.
Heal, should his place in the team be in question? I mean, I was mentioning earlier on the show, and I use cricket in the time I've been following cricket. You can answer this far better than I can, but you know, we've seen the captain stay in the team. They are the captain. They're obviously, you know, in some cases doing a really good job as the captain. The team's winning. Personally, they're not making the contribution they would like. So do you think there has been, across the year, sort of a different view on the captain and the selection as if he wasn't wearing the captaincy badge?
Yeah, it can vary, Brett, I reckon. Just as you were asking that question, I was thinking, you stay in a winning team a lot longer than you'll stay in a losing team as the captain. Mm. So he's got, and he's such a big contributor to us winning.
Yep.
So he's the missing link if they continue to lose. I think he'll be right. I think he'll be fine. I think he's sharp enough to find that energy I talk about. But it has dragged on a lot longer than I thought. You know, the IPL, the BBL, and now the first two games of this series. Yeah, there's a bit of heat on him, but I think he'll be okay. But no, if he can't find form in T20, I don't think we can carry a captain.
What about at the other end, bowling-wise? Who's under pressure? Do you think we'll see some change for these last three matches?
Oh, yeah, well, they're enjoying our spinners. So are we playing the right combinations? Again, as you know, it's not the number one strike team, this one, but they're good enough to win. and to represent Australia very well. So I just think everyone's got to lift. You know, we've got to get closer to perfection than we've been. And striving for perfection is a bit stressful. You shouldn't really do it, but you need to strive for excellence. So whether it's Jai Richardson, whether it's Kane Richardson, whether it's Marcus Stoinis with the ball in his hand, Glenn Maxwell bowling it, doing a job with the ball, or Ashton Agar, Mitch Marsh, or Adam Zampa, hey, come on, boys, let's get it going. Get closer to your potential. And we've got a team that can win.
No crowds, unfortunately. That crowd, where was the game, the second game? Was it Christchurch? I think it was. No, Dunedin.
I think so, yes. Dunedin. Yeah.
Great setup, and the fans packed in, standing room, just giving it to the Australians as they do. You could feel it coming through the TV. It was high octane energy, and now it's going to be nothing, Heels.
Yeah. So just keep your head full of your plans, and do what you said you were going to do in the team meeting. But they must be getting used to it. I suppose all athletes around the world are getting used to this. Mm. It'll feel like even a quiet club game. But anyway, get into it and play hard, because this New Zealand side, I reckon this could be the best New Zealand era of cricket there's ever been.
Very watchable.
You know, they've got specific players that are doing their jobs in each format of the game. Plus, they've got good test players as well. Mm. And they've got a bowling attack that's staying on the field. You know, it was always a delight as an Australian cricketer when you'd get to the ground and you'd find Chris Cairns wasn't available today. Oh, you beauty. You know, they were a different team without their best players. And, you know, Martin Crowe had a lot of knee problems. But they've got their strength and conditioning together, I reckon. They're now quite durable, and they're playing lots of games, these good players.
Very watchable indeed, the Kiwis. What did you make of David Warner's comments? He's admitted today that in hindsight he shouldn't have played the two test matches that he came back for against India. I mean, we've seen sort of the fallout of losing that series, the scrutiny around Tim Payne and Justin Langer as the coach. What did you make of his comments?
Yeah, bad. You need foresight, not hindsight, in those sort of decisions. Making yourself available and then being allowed to be available. There's more than David Warner that let us down. That is a stressful part of, you know, going into a game with an injury or deciding to make yourself available. And in our day, it was up to us, you know. Our physio, Errol Alcott, would back our decision on certain injuries. And then when you make that decision, don't get spotted on the bench all match getting treatment. You do that at night, or you do that mornings before you get to the ground, and you be ready to play like everyone else that's fully fit. You've said you're fully fit. Now get on with it. That was always the pressure of making those to play or not to play decisions. Well, now they've got medical teams that allow you to be available. So I don't know whether hindsight's a good enough reason for mine. They knew he wasn't quite right. They were very important tests. And that was very dangerous strategy.
One last one for you. This India-England series is captivating. I mean, a two-day test match. I mean, incredible. So Australia now barracking hard for England in their series to keep our chances of being alive in the Test Championship final. We're going to barrack for England.
And it's going to be in a sandpit again, you know. So it's like playing against three bowling geniuses in soft sand. So I don't see India sort of producing anything different. I think they should have been spoken to. I don't think the last two wickets have been conducive to quality test match cricket. The day-night test, that goes 2 days, please. So make it go five, make it go much closer to four or five at least, and I'll accept it. But those wickets have been unacceptable for mine, and I'd say they're about to get another one, which is going to be a real handful for England. But so little's expected of them now. You never know what they might be able to produce.
Incredible. We're going to be watching for sure. Thank you, Heels. As always, we'll catch you and Pat, of course, tomorrow. SEN Track in Brisbane. You can listen in on the SEN app right around the country. Look forward to it.
Cheers, mate.
Ian Healy, former Australian wicketkeeper, Australian cricket legend. Western Bulldogs membership day today on SEN. Six games for the price of three. westernbulldogs.com.au/SEN. We'll take some news. Sam Edmund on the other side.